News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dublin City Centre's only public toilets at the top of Grafton Street are set to shut. Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor for the Irish Times, has the story in today's paper. She joins us now. Olivia, just fill us in on what's happening.
Well, these toilets were one of two sets, one on the north side as well as these on the south side at the top of Grafton Street, that were put in place during the pandemic because, of course, lots of cafes and bars where people might have used to go to the toilet were closed. The ones still existing are these ones at the top of Grafton Street. The north side ones were in Wolfetone Square and then moved to just off Capel Street on Riders Row, and they were closed down in 2022 because the council said they weren't being much used. And now they're saying these Grafton Street ones, people will know them maybe more as the Stephen's Green toilets because they're just at that corner.
Yeah, you can't really miss them. They're quite intrusive, I think it's fair to say.
They're nicely enough designed though.
Every time I go to the loo, you have to go around them.
So you're happy to see them go anyway?
I wouldn't say that, but I just don't think they're the greatest. I don't think they're a long-term solution. I get why they were put in there temporarily.
Well, yes, okay. And the council would agree with you on that point, that they're not a long-term solution. And the council are not saying that that's the end of public toilets for the city. It's just the end of the public toilets for the city for now. And they say they're going to sort of explore more long-term solutions. But what they're doing is they're taking away these toilets, which are the only ones in the city centre now. They're taking away these before replacement toilets are in place. And also they've said they don't actually know yet what type of replacement toilets they're going to have. They've sort of been advised against unmanned automated public toilets, you know, the sort of thing where you put in either use your credit card these days or you put in a coin to use them, because even the companies who provide them say, Dublin, too much antisocial activity. I see them in cities across the world.
Yeah.
But apparently we can't manage them, apparently. Yeah. They have to be manned. They have to have staff, and that's a problem.
It means they're expensive. I was looking at the figures you gave today in your piece in the Irish Times. 400 grand a year, 1,500 so a couple of hundred users a day only. I actually did a quick bit of maths. It's a fiver a pee on that basis. You know, forget about spending a penny. You're now spending 500 pennies.
Yes, yeah. There's all sorts of things that the city council do as a civic good, though, that isn't cost effective. You have to look at it at that. We've had a clamour since we used to have public toilets, obviously, all across the city, and they were closed down really from the 80s and 90s, you know, and people since then really have been calling for a reintroduction of public toilets. Every few years there's a new plan for it, or councillors put money in the budget for it, and it just never seems to work out.
And really briefly, Olivia, they're still looking at maybe a longer term solution, but no white smoke on that yet, if I can use a metaphor for today.
Exactly. They say they're going to come back to the councillors in September. Now, they haven't said exactly when the Grafton Street ones are going, but they're giving the impression that the Grafton Street ones will be gone shortly. They'll come back with a plan in September. Now, coming back with a plan in September doesn't mean toilets are going to be in place anytime soon after that. So they are leaving this gap where there won't be provision.
Okay. All right. Listen, thanks indeed for that update. Olivia Kelly there, Dublin editor of the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.